Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday. A few minutes past 4 p.m. celebrating Andrew's 15th anniversary. Georgie, what's this year? What anniversary is this for you? I mean, with me.
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea.
I don't either.
Almost... You know, I really don't know.
It's, maybe 2002?
Has it been that long? I don't know.
Feels like it.
Back with Close and, you know, in the old over Union Station, that's where we started.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been playing, been bringing you strange things to eat and drink for
yeah, a long
20 something years.
Long time.
Oh, what a weird day, though. Can I tell you about
yeah,
my day?
Man,
it's
go ahead.
Very odd because I dropped my laptop and it needed to go. That was it. And it's, you know, a journalist drops his laptop. That's pretty much it. So it had to go to the laptop doctor, which don't, that sounds a little weird, but it's not. So I had to do that. And it's like, what do I, you know, I'm out of business. I'm out of commission. I'm like, you know, a tradesman without his toolbox.
Yeah.
You know, the painter without a paintbrush. It's like, I got the stuff here, but I can't do anything with
it. How long does it take?
It takes, well, hats off to a guy named Kenton Klein who just, he knows the desperation in a journalist's voice and he said, I'll take care of it. It's going to be done today.
Oh, good.
So, he knows when I call that this is, you know, I just can't like wait around. So, and it was so weird. It's like, okay, what do I, you know what I've been doing for the last 2 hours?
Hmm.
You won't tell my boss?
No.
I've been hanging Christmas tree lights on a tree in my front yard. So,
can't work.
You know, and I get on the scooter and come down here. It's been a great day, Dave. What can I say?
You should drop that thing years ago. So, you could be retired by now.
Anyway, it's all good. What a weird day, though. But boy, it's odd because I it just takes something critical away from you. You don't know what to do with yourself.
So. Yeah. The other night, my internet went out. And I panicked as if there was a 6-foot scorpion in the house. I was just
what
like,
"What am I going to do?" Yeah,
like, what am I going to do? Like, come on! It's only 6 p.m. I have to fill all these more hours. So, yeah.
Did you get on the phone and?
No, I unplugged it and plugged it back in, and miracles, it came back on.
Is it? Boy, don't we take this stuff for granted?
Yeah.
Anyway.
So George has brought us the best new restaurants edition of St. Louis Magazine. When is this on the stands?
This won't be on stands for, I think, another week or 10 days. It's the November-December issue. It's kind of a double month, so we kind of waited a little bit to put it out there. But we do this every, you know, we do a restaurant edition every year. And this one just so happens to be best new restaurants. And you know, it was normally these things are a really heavy lift because there's just too many. And it's like, oh, my gosh, how do we choose? This year, it was pretty easy because there weren't as many restaurants that opened.
Kind of bad news.
And not as many, you know, fine and finer dining places that are usually kind of rise to the top of that. So we picked five that we thought were exemplary, and then we wrote about a bunch more. But Robin was what we call the best in class. We thought it was the restaurant of the year. And it's funny because right after we decided that and wrote the thing up, that's when the New York Times came out and said, hey, by the way, this is one of the top 50 restaurants in the country that you have to go to. And I thought, well, that validated our choice for sure.
Yeah.
So hats off to those guys. But yeah, it's a, you know, there's, I don't know, 30 or 40 places listed in there. And, you know, there's, again, I brought you the hard copy because it's just nice to see it all laid out and to see these full page photos and double page photos, and people just that look at it online don't get to appreciate this. And I always spread these around to the restaurants that are in it and say, hey, look what our art department can do. And the crazy thing about this is that our subscriptions, you know, print's dead, right? Just, you know, everything's going, you know, by the wayside. Our subscriptions went up this year. Print subscriptions went up, and like we're like getting ready to like put this thing, like, I don't know how long it's going to last. It's going to keep lasting because people are buying it. And I don't ask me why that is, and I know that's an anomaly, but, you know, knock on wood.
Don't look at it too close.
No, you know, and it's, I think there's just been a lot more interest in the magazine and people like, oh, yeah, I need to, whatever, for whatever reason.
I've always heard on the street that a successful restaurant has about a 10% profit margin. Is that fair?
That's on a really good day and a good month. Yeah, it's more like 5% now. And, you know, we could talk about this too, but I don't want to be the glass half empty guy. It's really tough out there, and guys are, you know, if they're making 1-2% and can stay in business, it's good. It's just, there's this kind of, I don't know what's in the air out there. I call it a kind of a general malaise about everything, about politics and about just life. And I think it's spread to restaurants. You know, people are tired of high prices and, you know, all these tipping and all the things that we could talk about. But I think it's finally taking its toll a little bit, and guys are starting to, you know, wonder what to do and how can we survive. They're all amazingly resilient. You're going to see a lot more pop-ups, I think. A guy's kind of doing things like, you know, the chicken guy will bring his chicken out to West County, even though his, you know, place is in the city or whatever. You're going to see some things like that. I've seen some partnerships, you know, guys teaming up with somebody else so you can have the benefit of his customers and your customers. Mm-hmm. And these guys will get together and do a pop-up, do something somewhere, something one-off to kind of shake up the dice cup a little bit and just have something, a little bit different experience for people. So, I mean, I'm not ringing the death knell or anything, but it's of concern right now. And, you know, I'm saying, yeah, go, you know, support the local restaurants and you know, you have to do it. And I usually say this in January and February when it's really, you know, that's the time you think.
Not the holiday
season. But not at this season. This is a prime time. So when guys are concerned now, that's when, you know, I start having to think about it. But in the meantime, there's a whole bunch of good new restaurants to go to.
Tell us that story that you told us on the break. That's really something.
You know, I do a micro rant every week in the, you know, in the newsletter, and it's what people read first,
which
is just crazy. No. You know, it's like picking up the newspaper and reading the weather. You just have to, that's just something you have to do. And I have all these people say, I always read it first, and then I go here, and then I'll read this, and you know, they jump around, but the micro rant is always the most popular thing. And I've tallied them up. I might do a book of micro rants, by the way, because
idea.
I've tallied them up. You know how many I've done?
No.
410.
It's a lot of rants.
That's a lot of being mad.
Yeah.
But anyway, today's was something I've never heard of. And this is a fast, this isn't even a fast casual place. This is a casual place with table service. And I can't mention the name, but they do a fair amount of to-go business. And he said, this has been happening a lot. And I wouldn't complain about it, except it's happening more and more. And I've never seen anything like it. And so the person has ordered a to-go meal, stuff to go. And they come in and pick it up. It's all packaged and this, you know, the bag's stapled shut. Here you go. Here's your, you know, we decided we have time to eat this here. You mind plating this up for us? And we're going to sit down over there if we can and eat it. And the guy looks at him like, you kidding me? So you have to, you never say no in the restaurant business. All you can do is kind of give them the wide eye and, you know, like that, are you serious look. So the guy reluctantly does it and unpacks everything he's packed up, throws away all the to-go packaging that he's just spent money on. The server has to set the table, clear the table, basically, and gets nothing for it. No tips are left, basically.
That's just evil.
And I said, what is the purpose of that? And this guy goes, the only thing I can think of is to avoid paying a tip. And he said, it's happening. You know, if it happened once, the funny part was, he said, as soon as your newsletter came out, you know, 2 hours later, some guy came in and, you know, did that and joined his three buddies outside at an outside table. And but he said, at least they cracked everything open and ate it out of the to-go stuff. But
yeah.
It's just really weird.
I've noticed that at our Asian place. Have you ever noticed that? That people will do that, the one down the street. I never clocked it before, but several people will come in, get their to-go, and then sit down and eat it there.
I mean, that's not as bad as asking to plate it up.
And no.
I mean, but it is bad because, you know, somebody, some server or some paying customer is not getting to sit down and enjoy their meal.
Am I a schmuck? I always tip when I do a to-go, too.
And I think, I asked him that. I said, don't people tip on the to-go? He goes, sometimes not. He goes, sometimes it's minimal. He said 5-10% if on a good day. And he said, you know, I'm upset about this, and I don't do a huge amount of to-go business. He goes, the guys that do a bunch of to-go business, I don't know what they're saying. And a couple comments I had, he said, just tell them no.
Why wouldn't a restaurant say,
fear.
No, I can't do that?
That's what you were saying, Wills. The reason is fear of nasty reviews. You know,
so it's all about the online reviews.
That's all it is, because they don't go away. And whether this guy's got, a grounds to complain or not, it doesn't matter. A one-star review is a one-star review, and these guys can't afford for that to happen. So they basically suck it up and smile and say, yes, sir, even though they're saying something else under their breath.
Has the Yelps of the world been a net good thing or a net bad thing for restaurants?
I think it's been a net good thing, but I get asked that all the time. I actually just was asked about it because the local Yelp just came up with their 50 places that they... I think they've got high ratings and a lot of reviews, and they based a ranking of 50 restaurants on, you know, these reviews by Yelp elites, which are kind of handpicked, chosen foodies that know their stuff. It's just not your average guy. And I said, you know what? I looked at this list. It's pretty darn good. There was a couple anomalies, a couple like, where did this one come from? But not very many. And again, I encourage people to look at this. I lap up these lists like crazy. I just love this kind of stuff. And there was, let me see, the Telva at the Ridge was first, which was, you know, unusual, but only because, you know, people that know it. It's the sister restaurant to Balkan Treat Box, and it's really, really good. Pappy's was second. You know, there's... a lot of the usual suspects in the top 10.
Does Pappy still have their line out the door every day?
I don't think they have a line out the door, but they're still making national news. They're number two on this list. Polite Society, Bowood by Niche, O&O Pizza, plus Olive and Oak, both their restaurants. A place called Corner 17, which is a great Chinese restaurant in the Loop. Yellow Belly, Saucy Pasta, which I don't know if you guys know about that. That's fairly new out in St. Charles. But anyway, that was the top 10. And, you have to take Yelp with a grain of salt just because you got to kind of, they don't filter. They say they do, but they don't filter those as much as they should.
I can't stand Yelp because when I had Fox Paw.
Did they blast you?
They would not put up our positive reviews. And every time we would complain, they'd say, if you invest a little more, if you pay a little more for this.
It's not the first time I've heard that. I don't know if that's still commonplace, but that's pretty sleazy if that's the case. And, you know, they'll curate according to how much money you're stuffing in their back pocket. That's not right. But Yelp is one of those things that I use, especially when I go to different cities that I'm not familiar with. But I'll use, you know, TripAdvisor, and I'll consult the city magazine there, and I'll consult the food professionals, and Yelp is one of them. So I think it's a net good thing. But boy, I wish they could vet, you know, some of the reviews better, because you can just get on there and, you know, somebody can just blast a guy and then, you know, they say, oh, we can see through that and we take him down. But you don't know that that's true.
Do we have Christmas pop-ups yet, or is that a couple weeks away?
We put up a list of Christmas pop-ups, and there's more and more every year. That's one of these things that's it's just crazy. As many as I've seen happen in the last, you know, it started with about three, and now there's about 25. I mean, and they're every one of them successful. Everyone, you know, can see why. It's like, well, we're going to do this and sell it out. I think we talked about one of them last week that the folks out at the name's escaping me out in Frontenac is doing, and there's another one that just came down the pike that's going to be fun too. I think they call it Crab and Claws or something, CLAWS, because it's out at Cute. Peacemaker. And then Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus are going to be there, so it's Claws and Claws anyway.
I like it.
It's kind of fun. Yeah, it's a big deal. And next time we can talk about Thanksgiving, because that's a big deal too.
Cool. Obviously. Thank you, buddy.
Yep.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. It's about 4:25 on a Friday. I got mad today about something stupid.
What was that?
I put a little cash in Andrew's happy anniversary card.
Mm-hmm.
So I went across the street to the bank here to use the ATM. I've been using ATMs now for 30 years more. I know how it goes. And I'm so sick of this. Yes, get cash. How much? This much. Okay, this. Then the, are you sure? But it's going to be a $3 charge. It just pisses me off. It's just like, I guess they have to ask you, but who uses an ATM and doesn't know it's going to be an extra charge?
If it's not your own, right? Right.
It's like it's rubbing it in my face. That's a very Jack Glover thing. Like you're not going to make a monkey out of me. You know, it's like, well, do you still want your money? Because it's going to be $3. Like, so I got mad at that guy.
I get it.
I got mad about the 6-7 thing, so I can't really blame you.
6-7.
Not only is this a big day for me because it's Andrew's 15th anniversary, but it's also National Sports Jersey Day.
Oh, this is like made for you.
Right? No kidding.
You're a Jersey boy.
Things are so bad that one third of Americans now have either a second job or a side hustle. And 80% of those say, it's not because I'm trying to get ahead, I'm just trying to stay even.
That's the sucky part. It's one thing if you're like, I'm going to do a little more to get ahead.
It's America.
Maybe this is going to be how I pay for vacation or whatever. That's a, man, when it's what you got to do just to stay on level playing field, that sucks.
That does suck. You ever thought of a side hustle?
Yes.
You ever thought of one?
Yeah, I mean, I have a couple of ideas. I have thought about, and I know Andrew has done this, doing like maybe the DoorDash route or the Instacart thing, because you kind of get to pick your own hours and only do it when it's convenient for you. But I have not pulled the trigger on that yet.
Andrew, you find it relaxing, right?
Loved it. Absolutely loved it. Yeah. Zero, I mean, until I was like unceremoniously banned with no explanation or reason.
Yeah.
Before that, I loved it. I thought it was awesome.
That's what you'd be saying about this job in about 10 years. Well, right up to the day it was ceremoniously fired.
Right up to the day that the key didn't work and everyone blocked me on my phone number.
After that, it was different.
Andrew, who's that?
Oh, Andrew.
Yeah, the guy with the hair.
Yeah, right.
And the beard.
Yes, yes. Now, this will be Journey's final tour coming up next year.
I mean, I feel like bands say that quite frequently.
Yeah. And also, all due respect to Arnel Piñata, but...
It's not Journey.
It's not
Journey. I mean, it is, but it isn't, you know?
Yeah, totally agree.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.